MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Seelan Gobalsamy. He's CEO of Omnia. Results for year-end March, revenue up 6%, HEPS almost 21% higher, dividend up 18%, and another special dividend. Seelan, appreciate the time as always. The top number, the HEPS up, what, 20.6%, revenue only 6%. We've got some margin expansion here. We've also got some restructuring, agriculture in Africa, chemicals. There's a lot going very right at Omnia at the moment.
Yeah, Simon, good day to you and to your listeners, and great to chat again. Yes, Omnia delivers a very strong set of results again. You know, I think this demonstrates our strategy execution and discipline in capital allocation. You know, I think the most pleasing thing for me is the operating profit, up 28%. And we converted that profit into cash, you know, a strong cash position, no debt at year end, and cash of $1.7 billion in the bank. The board declared a dividend, as you said, 18% up to R4.70, and a special dividend of R2.80. I think what it does is it brings the distribution to shareholders since our rights issue to $6.8 billion. And our rights issue was done at R20 a share. And, you know, today you see, you know, the share being five times that amount. So it shows strong execution. It shows that our team have been focused and very, very disciplined with capital allocation. You know, allocation is not just where we put money, but also where we take money from. You know, we've sold businesses, we've restructured, we've closed things. We've still got some unutilized land and infrastructure that we will sell. And that will come through in future periods.
And I remember when you did that right issue at 20 and your promise to shareholders that you would return the money. And as you said, you've done it multiple times. Let's talk about some of those turnarounds. I mean, agriculture, this is rest of Africa, from a 62 million rand loss to a 260 million profit. That's a giant move. I mean, there's some currency helping in that, but that is a significant move. Is it repeatable? Because I worry about the currency move and how much that helped.
Yeah, so I mean, the currency move is a bit of a tailwind for us in this business. So the kwacha strengthened fairly significantly in Zambia. And what that meant is our explosives business showed some losses due to that, and our agri business showed some profit. So at a group level, it netted off. However, part of the 260, as you mentioned, is because of the kwacha. From a sustainability perspective, we've restructured the operations in that business. We changed some of our operating model. The volumes have grown. Zambia itself has come out of a drought position in the prior year. So, you know, I would say a large chunk of that is sustainable, but maybe, you know, if we take the 260, maybe we could say 20% or so, you know, might be the kwacha. Probably less, you know, if our finance team was talking here. But I think a very sustainable turnaround in that business.
And I get your point. You win on the one side, but then you take some pain on the mining side. Chemicals has been a long journey. You've got that back into profit. It's a 4 million rand profit, but it's from a loss last year of 133. Is chemicals now where you want it? Is there still some more work there perhaps?
Yeah, and maybe, you know, this is one thing that has been a perennial challenge for us. You know, it's a 50-year-old chemicals business. And, you know, maybe you could say, Seelan, why didn't you move faster, you know, to do something with this business? But at the end of the day, if you take out the restructure cost, the business would have printed a profit of 100 million or thereabout. So I think we're pleased with the changes that have been made. What you're going to see going forward is we will do north of 100 million profit in the next financial period. And we still have some asset sales that have to be executed and come through. So I think the restructure is pretty much done and the business is back on a profitable footing.
And mining, you've had your international build out. Your profit's flat, but margin under a bit of pressure. But a good business. Mining's been, I mean, it's almost mining and agriculture is the two hearts of it. But mining really having another good year.
Yes. So this business is exactly the opposite. That's got the opposite impact of the Quattro. So yeah, the Quattro has dragged us down. If we take the Quattro out of this business has actually moved forward and enhanced earnings quite significantly. The underlying performance of our mining international business is higher volumes outside in South Africa and outside South Africa on the continent. We've benefited from some new uranium contracts in Namibia and in Malawi. And the team has sustainably grown the sales of detonators and bulk explosives. What you do see are two big things, the Quattro that we spoke about that detracted from the earnings, and then mobilization costs. So we've got some setup costs in Canada and Australia, and those two businesses are printing losses currently. And you know, when they move to profitability, we'll see a step change in the mining international earnings.
What is your timeline for profitability there? Because, I mean, as you say, it's mobilization costs. It's a drag at this point, but it'll get itself out of the system in time.
Yes. So if we look at Indonesia as an example, it took us about 2 to 3 years to get to sustainable profitability. I think we're probably looking at a similar scenario in Canada and Indonesia, maybe a little bit quicker in Canada and a little bit, Australia, a little bit quicker in Canada and a little bit slower in Australia.
Gotcha. A last question. This was to end of March. Of course, what happened during March was energy costs the world over skyrocketed after the attack on Iran. We've also seen fertilizer costs, urea, obviously going. How's business been subsequent? What's the impact been on Omnia?
So the Middle East has two things that it drives for us. The one is disruption. Mm-hmm. So the strait being closed and the ability to bring inputs through that part of the world. From that perspective, we've performed very strongly. We've been able to change our supply chain, reroute ships, and we haven't let a single customer down in the disruption. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. We've seen that before in Russia, Ukraine, COVID, the Suez Canal. So Omnia team members actually come together when there's a crisis very well. And then the second piece is the piece you're raising, which is this disruption has driven up oil prices, commodity prices, fertilizer prices. And what that will end up being is a bit of a tailwind for us. So our revenue line will go up. Mm-hmm. It will bring in some positive operating leverage. And that positivity we will see in 2027. I think for now, it's to make sure that our customers have what they need.
Yeah.
You know, we're managing the disruption, and then we ensure that we capture the upside of the revenue uplift.
Zulan Gobosami, CEO Omnia, appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.